It's the WP Minute. This episode is brought to you by Blog Vault. Back up your WordPress website with the most reliable backup plugin, boasting a 100% restore rate. Look no further than Blog Vault. You can get started with a free trial, no credit card required, at blogvault.net. You know how it goes. Everything I mention here will be linked up in the newsletter and the blog post. Check out the WPMinute.com for the links. In the news, the first release candidate, RC1, for WordPress 5.9 is now available. Your feedback helps the community check that nothing is missed, given the tens of thousands of plugins, themes, and differences in how millions of people use the software. Now is a good time to test. To really understand the year in core, you can dig deeper into contributor data with a lot of numbers and charts over on make.wordpress.org. It's an amazing amount of work that everyone can be proud of, but it should be noted that the data does not include contributions on GitHub repositories like Gutenberg. Angela Jin shared the proposal for the block pattern directory. It will soon be live and ready to accept custom block pattern submissions. In anticipation of this new directory, questions have been raised around the best practices for submitting block patterns. Before you submit your block pattern, make sure that you have some basic automated checks in place. If the submitted block pattern passes the checks, it will be published immediately or it will be flagged for manual review. You can comment up until January 14th, 2022. Did you hear Yoast is headed to Shopify? There will be an online event held on Thursday, January 20th, 2022. It starts at 4:30 p.m. CET, 1:30 p.m. EST. Juste de Valk shares on his blog the business reasons that Yoast was built for Shopify, which is not open source. Events. PostStatus is having their first ever Twitter conference. They are picking up the torch from Hey Presto and carrying forward with an all-on-Twitter conference to be held Tuesday, May 24th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern. Check the link to find out how to apply and present in 15 tweets. From our contributors and producers, WS Forms posted website resolutions for 2022. This article is a good reminder to review your current website and make adjustments if you do not have all the innovative things to make it awesome in 2022. If you'd like to stay focused, you guessed it, in 2022, and need motivation, there are several blogs that review the past year. Syed Balki shares his year in review that includes many acquisitions in the WordPress space. One data point of note, Awesomotive is now 200-plus team members strong. Thanks to all of the members who shared these links today, Birgit Pauli Hack and Michelle Frechette. Next up, The Creator Clock with Joe Casabona.
Joe Casabona here, and you are on The Creator Clock. I want to talk about burnout today as we go into the new year. We've seen a lot of different challenges on Twitter and other places that prioritize a daily something. Ship 30 for 30, tweet 100. I even saw somebody say that they were going to write 8 books this year. I'm here to tell you that that is a great way to burn out. Sure, doing something like that in the short term is fine. I did tweet 100 and I decided to stop because it felt too much like work. What you need to do as a successful creator is give yourself space, set a schedule, and stick to it. But it doesn't have to be daily. Let's prioritize quality over quantity. Sure, it's fun to say that you wrote 30 different pieces in 30 days, but how about writing one really good piece in 30 days? So that's how you avoid burnout. Thanks so much for listening. If you want to learn more about me, you could head over to casabona.org or continue the conversation with me on Twitter at jcasabona.
Thanks for that creator tip, Joe. Really appreciate it. You can buy me a coffee to support the show or join as a member for $79 for the year to get access to the private Discord, become part of our merry band of WordPress newsies, and get involved in the weekly WordPress news like everyone I mentioned above. That's it for today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it on your social media. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. Don't forget to tell your friends how cool this episode was and jump on the mailing list at thewpminute.com.